I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? Deep, deep, ba, ba, deep, ba, deep, ba, 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 ba.
I'm Ronnie Allen. Welcome to Nutty But Nice. Today, we are going to do just one thing. Nutty records from A to Z. We have 26 of them, so I better get moving. A is for Are You a Turtle? By George Gobel.
Are you a turtle?
The astronauts were flying way up in outer space. They heard a pecking on the window and they looked and saw a face. He held up a message. It said, boys, I'll see you soon. And sure enough, there he was when they landed on the moon. And he said,
are you a turtle?
You bet. You bet you're sweet. You bet you're sweet.
United States to China is a long, long way to fly. But President Nixon did it just to chat with Choi and Lai. He did it so our countries could be friends as years go by. And as he stepped out from the plane, he heard a mighty cry. Are you a turtle?
You bet. You bet you're sweet. You bet you're sweet.
Ask me again if I'm a turtle.
Last night I dreamed I went to heaven just as plain as it could be. Out of 1,000 people there, St. Peter waved to me. He said, George, I've seen your record, and it's spotted with some sin. But there's one thing I got to know before I let you in.
Are you a turtle?
You bet. You bet you're sweet. You bet you're sweet.
Ask me again if I'm a turtle.
Are you a turtle?
Are you a turtle?
You bet.
That's dumb.
Bet you.
Anybody who's anything.
B is for Be Prepared by Tom Lehrer.
Be prepared. That's the Boy Scouts marching song. Be prepared. As through life you march along, be prepared to hold your liquor pretty well. Don't write naughty words on walls if you can't spell. Be prepared to hide that pack of cigarettes. Don't make books if you cannot cover bets. Keep those reefers hidden where you're sure that they will not be found. And be careful not to smoke them when the scoutmaster's around, for he only will insist that they be shared. Be prepared. Be prepared and be clean in word and deed. Don't solicit for your sister, that's not nice, unless you get a good percentage of her price. Be prepared and be careful not to do your good deeds when there's no one watching you. If you're looking for adventure of a new and different kind, and you come across a Girl Scout who is similarly inclined, don't be nervous, don't be flustered, don't be scared. Be prepared.
C is for Cocktails for Two by Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous.
Whoopee! Yay!
That overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two. As we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette, two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath the serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go really, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Just any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
For Delaware by Perry Como.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? What did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
She wore a brand new jersey, she wore a brand new jersey, she wore a brand new jersey, that's what she did wear. Why did California, why did California, why did California, was she all alone?
She called to say how are you, she called to say how are you, she called to say how are you, that's why she did come.
Uno, dos, tres,
cuatro. Oh, what did Mississippi, boy, what did Mississippi, what did Mississippi, boy, through her pretty lips?
She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, that's what she did sip.
Oh,
where has Oregon, boy, where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone?
She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes,
that's where she has gone.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Oh, how did Wisconsin, boy, she stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas, boy, and so did Tennessee.
It made for Florida, boy, it made for Florida.
You see, she died in misery, boy,
she died in misery.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Oh, what did Delaware, boy?
E is for A Compari by Julius LaRosa.
Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto. Un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un saxofona, e come si suona un saxofona, tu 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un mandolino, e come si suona un mandolino, a pling un mandolino, tu 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino, e come si suona un violino, a zinga zingu violina, blinga blingu mandolin, tu 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 u saxofona, u friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona la trombetta, ba 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 u saxofona, u friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombona, ma come si suona la trombona, a fumma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 u saxofona, u friscalette tipiti tipitita. Tippity tippity, tippity tippity
da. F is for From the Indies to the Andes in His Undies by the Hoosier Hot Shots.
Okay, here we go. He didn't eat a thing but chocolate sundaes.
Was a very, very daring thing to do.
And he carried for a charm a gibbered herring.
A herring?
To protect him when the tropic sun was glaring. Whoever met him thought he needed airing.
Was a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Silch, he's a hero of the ages. Otto Silch, he will surely enter his trees. Stopping only now and then to do some fishing. And he went without a copyright permission. Was a very, very daring thing to do. Otto
Silch,
he's the idol of the nation. He'll be called,
where's Otto?
To the Senate for investigation. And he carried for a spare a pair of panties, but they didn't fit him well, they were his aunties. In his aunties from the Indies to the Andes. Was a very, very daring thing to do. Was a very, very daring thing to do.
Thank you.
is for Go Go Pogo, by the creator of the Pogo comic strip, Walt Kelly.
So pogo go, kiwa ha ha go. That's a go, the frisco go, the farmer go, go. Oh, keep an okey playing, I pass him on a pogo. Stick around and see the show. Go over land alive, a band of jive will go, go, pogo. I go, you go, who go, to go, Polly, who go. From Caravan, Diego, a Waco and a Swago. To Willie, he go, she go, we go, me go, pogo. Let's have to get a wheel of power someplace and let the old fellow wear a high on. You don't need to test the go. Wheel in West Virginia, with everything that's in ya. Down the line, you'll see the shine from all the time to Caravan. In your mind, you took the mogo pogo. Chicka mingo, singo, lingo, whistlingo. She moped into Hoboken, Chenango to Chicago. It's Galliago, go, 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 and go, go, pogo.
H is for Hello Walls, number 2, by Ben Colder.
Hello, Wall. I didn't see you standing there. Did I hurt you? Hello, hello. Boy, I sure did hit you square. Now one of us is plastered, and I'll let you get through. Just imagine bumping in. Hey, Wall, why did you let them move the door and the ceiling? Hello, hello. Why, it used to be the floor. Someone came while I was out and changed you all around. Why could it be that I'm standing upside down? That chandelier is all lit up. It just took a swing at me. Someone put the bathtub where the damn commode used to be. Oh, wet bed sheet. I think I better lay me down. You know I can't sleep. Hell no, hell no. Every bed keeps spinning around. There's a picture on the headboard. Yeah, I've seen them folks before. Son of a gun, I'm in the house next door. Hello there, neighbor. What y'all doing there in the bed?
I is for I Love Mickey, by Teresa Brewer and Mickey Mantle.
I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, the fellow with the celebrated swing. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, the one who drives me batty every spring. If I don't make a hit with him, my heart will break in two. I wish that I could catch him and pitch a little woo. I love
Mickey, you.
Mickey, me.
Goodbye, too. Home with me. Oh, I'd sacrifice most anything to win his many charms. I'd like to be a fly ball and pop right in his arms. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
John and Marcia by Stan Freberg.
John! Marcia! John! Marcia! John? Marcia. John! Marcia? John! Marcia? John! Marcia, John, Marcia, John, Marcia.
K is for King of the Camp by Homer and Jethro.
Flies, bugs, and bumblebees, jigger bites on my knees, band-aids from head to toes, got a sunburn on my nose, I got sand in the food I eat, I got blisters on both my feet, I'm in pain but can't complain, I'm King of the Camp. Folks bring their brats to stay here until Labor Day. When they become a drag, I give them a plastic bag. I got sprained ankles, cuts and bumps. I got chicken pox and the mumps.
I got officers just because I'm king of the camp. I know every mom and dad and all of their brats, all of their doggies and all of their cats. If the kids are great, as the parents all say, then how come every summer they send them away? Meanwhile, back at the pool, water is nice and cool. Kids splashing all around while I teach them how to drown. I lose more little rats that way. I lose some in the woods each day. I'm a bitter babysitter, king of the camp, champ of the camp, chump of the dump.
L is for Little Ethan Annie by Joe Perkins.
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries to say. When Little Ethan Annie talks, it always come out this way. Well, I got a girl named Annie, and she's mine, oh mine. But when she gets excited, she has an awful time. But when I call her on the phone and ask her for a date, before I get an answer, I always have to wait. For she goes,
pick me up at 8.
Well, I took Annie riding, and we went to the car. We ended up in a lover's lane, sitting in the dark. For a kiss as I look in her eyes, and by the time she answered, I'd already kissed her twice. Cause she went,
sure was nice.
I took her to a restaurant, thought I'd give her a treat. Then the waiter came and asked, what would you like to eat? I had to order for both of us, but then I thought I'd die. When the waiter asked her what dessert she'd like to try, cause she said,
give me pizza pie.
They used to laugh at Annie because she eats that way. It took at least an hour to hear what she had to say. But things aren't like they used to be. Nobody's laughing now, cause everybody's eating, and Annie shows us how we all go.
M is for Marching Off to Bedlam by Napoleon the 14th.
1, 2, 3, here we go. Bedlam, bedlam, ho, ho, ho.
Please don't make the scratch too small.
N is for Never Smile at a Crocodile by Jerry Lewis.
Never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat. Stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away. Say goodnight, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. You may very well be well bred, lots of etiquette in your head, but there's always some special case, time or place to forget etiquette. For instance, never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Don't be rude, never mock. Throw a kiss, not a rock. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. Imagining how well you fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away. Say goodnight, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
O is for Oedipus Rex, an encore by Tom Lehrer.
From the Bible to the popular song, there's one theme that we find right along. Of all ideals they hail as good, the most sublime is motherhood. There was a man, though, who it seems once carried this ideal to extremes. He loved his mother and she loved him, and yet his story is rather grim. Once lived a man named Oedipus Rex. You may have heard about his odd complex. His name appears in Freud's index, 'cause he loved his mother. His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still and all they had to admit that he loved his mother. Yes, he loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister and his son was his brother. One thing on which you can depend is he sure knew who a boy's best friend is. When he found what he had done, he tore his eyes out one by one. A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother. So be sweet and kind to mother, now and then have a chat. Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat. But maybe you had better let it go at that, or you may find yourself with a quite complex, complex, and you may end up like Oedipus. I'd rather marry a duck-billed platypus than end up like old Oedipus Rex.
P is for Prosperity is Just Around the Corner by Carson Robinson.
Everywhere you go, everyone you meet, all they talk about is this depression. They blame it on the war, they blame it on Wall Street, on politics and this administration. For 2 years now we've been assured good times are on the way. I wonder how much longer we must hear them talk this way.
Prosperity is just around the corner. What we'd like to know is which corner. We've turned so many corners now, we're dizzy.
But still I'm positive we'll soon be busy. Why, I read in Monday's paper where 10,000 men were hired.
Yes, but Tuesday they forgot to say 12,000 more were fired.
But I insist this land of ours is stable.
Stable? Sounds like horses to me.
Prosperity is just around the corner.
Did you say corner or coroner?
Our credit is so strong, no one can doubt it.
I guess my landlord don't know about it.
I see the market's going up. Now, you can't call that a joke.
I recollect one time before it went clear up in smoke.
This slump is mostly all imagination.
Yeah, well, you just try to pay your grocery bill with that.
Now everyone is sure that they would find the cure if they could be the one to run this nation. They'd put a bill right through and show us what to do to get the money back in circulation. They say if we would spend our dough, bad business soon would end. But they forgot to tell us where to get the dough to spend.
Prosperity is just around the corner.
Around the same corner with prohibition, I reckon.
Why, can't you understand why I'm so cheery?
Yes, just like I understand the Einstein theory.
But look at all the bumper crops the farmers have to sell.
And every time they grit a crop, the price goes plumb down.
Well, every cloud still has a silver lining.
But that don't line the pockets in your pants.
Still, prosperity is just around the corner.
And we'd still like to know which corner.
Our nation will go down in history's pages.
We're going down, all right, especially wages.
Why, our banks are full of money. Now you'll have to say I'm right.
And we can get just all we want if we use dynamite.
You should fill your mind with optimism.
But that won't fill your basement full of coal.
Q is for Quack, 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 Donald Duck. By the voice of Donald, Clarence Nash.
Quack, 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 Donald Duck, he's my little pal. Quack, 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 Donald Duck, Daisy is his gal. Quack, 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 Donald Duck, in his sailor suit. Quack, 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 Donald Duck, gee, I think he's cute. I like the way he waddles and I like to hear him talking. And when somebody makes him mad, how he can squawk.
R is for Ragtime Cowboy Joe by David Seville and the Chipmunks.
Oh, how he sings, writing music to his saddle as he swings, back and forth in his saddle on a horse.
On a horse!
That is syncopated gaiters. What a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellas gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, hootin' tootin' son of a gun from Arizona.
Stop shooting that gun.
Reach for the sky, you sidewinder.
Alvin, will you put that gun down?
Don't worry, Reggie. I'll go get him.
Alvin, will you please put that thing down and get back here and sing?
Oh, how he sings. Riding music to his saddle as he swings. Back and forth.
On a horse,
that is syncopated gaiters. What a funny meter to the road.
for Sweet Violets, an encore by Homer and Jethro.
Sweet Violets, sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
There once was a guy who invited his pals out to a burlesque show to look at the scenery, for it would be well worth the trip. When a gal came on stage and she started to cry, 'cause the clown with a big putty nose walked out on the stage and said, "Peel off your glasses." But she said, "I want you, big ape. If I do that, they'll all stare at my
sweet violin. Sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets."
The girl got so nervous she started to cough, 'cause the guy way up front yelled out, "Hey, take it easy." And that's when she started to sing. When she lifted her feathers, you could see her
Geehawsip. That's what a guitar, it was tops. She wiggled and squirmed till they called out the
Broadway producer, a man of great wealth, who made her a big star in spite of her
sweet violin. Covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
T is for "These Boots Are Made for Walking" by Mrs. Miller.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthin'. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changin'. What's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, and why do you know you ain't got time to learn? These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. All right, boots, start walking. That's it, boots. You just keep right on walking.
U is for "Uh-oh, Part One" by the Nutty Squirrels.
Uh-oh.
is for Vegetables by Brian Wilson.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, nor I can sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my chenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so embarrassed.
W is for Whistle Stop by Roger Miller. Christmas in Mount Ida by one of your favorite Hollywood squares, Charlie Weaver.
It's Christmas in Mount Ida. Old Santa's coming there. The fathers are loading their shotguns and shooting them off in the air. Then Mother brings the Yule log in, 'twas laying in the shed. Then Grandma will drag in our Grandpa, we all thought he was dead. We'll all go to the Emporium, they've got more toys than you think.
There's a ball and a bat for Grandma Og, some uppers for Lyman Fink. It's Xmas in Mount Ida. We'll all roll up the rug. There'll be kissing and dancing and fist fights when somebody brings in a jug. There's no other Xmas that you'll ever see like Xmas in Mount Ida. There's no other Xmas that you'll ever see like Xmas in Mount Ida. Xmas in Mount Ida. Xmas in Mount Ida.
Y is for You Went the Wrong Way, Old King Louie by Alan Sherman.
Louis the 16th was the king of France in 1789. He was worse than Louis the 15th. He was worse than Louis the 14th. He was worse than Louis the 13th. He was the worst since Louis the 1st. King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution. And of course you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. The population cried, 'cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling round at the Folies Bergère. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing. But you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way, old King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France. But then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? You filled your stomach with chop suey and also crepe Suzette's and steak. And when they told your wife Marie that nobody had bread, she said, let them eat cake. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have no place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
Last and probably least, Z is for Zilch by the Monkees.
Zilch, Mr. Dovellina, Mr. Bob Dovellina, Mr. Dovellina, Mr. Bob Dovellina.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda.
China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch.
China Clipper calling Alameda.
Never mind the furthermore, the plea of self-defense.
Zilch.
Never mind the furthermore, the plea of self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is of my people that the Tim.
Never mind the
furthermore. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending.
You just heard Nutty Records from A to Z. Stay tuned for Rick's Digital Garage with DJ Rockin' Rick. I'm Ronnie Allen, leaving you with this thought. A closed mouth gathers no feet. Say goodnight, Ronnie. Good night, Ronnie.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy. I'm a nut.
That's the end, that's all, folks.